U.S. troops are fanning out across Haiti as aid operations gather momentum. The first of 2,000 U.S. Marines have arrived, landing by helicopter in the grounds of the presidential palace. At the same time, aid drops by helicopter have resumed after being stopped earlier because of riots. The UN Security Council has also voted to dispatch an extra 2,000 troops and 1,500 police to Haiti for a period of 6 months. The government denies any tension between Australia and Japan will scuttle a defence logistics deal between the two nations. Members of Japan's ruling party say the government must consider the harassment of the nation's whaling fleet as it plans to sign the deal with Australia. The federal opposition has questioned the government's ability to curb spending to meet the challenges of an ageing population. The Prime Minister has stressed budget restraint is crucial to the nation's long-term future. Kevin Rudd says new Treasury figures show the former coalition government spent too much, and his budget strategy to limit spending will see long-term benefits. And Alicia Molik's out of the Australian Open after squandering a winning lead in her first round match, but Leighton Hewitt breezed through with a convincing straight sets win. More news later.